Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Christmas Eve, 24th day of December, Wednesday morning. You have allowed Noel, Jason Longshore, myself, Dylan, and we pay tribute to Mr. Crenshaw, who is not here this morning, to be a part of your mornings. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
Morning!
Morning! And a happy holidays to thank y'all, to everybody in Buford, with your new stadium out there. That monstrosity. By the way, they're rerunning Sam's story about that stadium on CBS.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you can go online and see it, too. So, all right, I have a job here. Because this is a mashup, Jason and Noel joining our show, Sam and Greg, but Sam's not here, and I just kind of a traffic cop here. But there is so much information that you guys need to know about the biggest event on the planet showing up here next year, and we got the dude. There is no other person that you would want to have explain what's going on. So, top of this hour and the top of next hour, our own Jason Longshore is going to get us prepared as best he can for what is going to happen not only off the field, but let's start things off with what's happening on the field. And so, Jason, listen, I realize you're not going to get all of it.
But no.
let's get started, man, and for those who do not know or realize what's around the corner.
So I'm the dude?
That's right. You are the dude.
I'm the dude.
The dude.
I'll take that. We got the World Cup coming, 8 games coming this summer to Atlanta, and I said it when this thing was booked and Atlanta won the right to have 8 games, that I said it was like 8 Super Bowls coming, and people are like, oh, whatever, yeah, sure, whatever, it's soccer, whatever, Super Bowls are bigger. No, they're not. The semifinal game that we're going to host will be the second biggest sporting event of the year globally watched behind the final, which will be a few days later. 3 billion people are going to watch this thing. The hotel prices have jumped more than triple what they normally do for a Super Bowl, for the whole tournament, all over the country. This thing's going to be nuts. And it's a longer period of time, the 8 games that we're having in the overall World Cup, it's a longer period of time than the Olympics. So this is going to be crazy here. When the draw happened, and we've talked about it a bunch in various platforms here on the station, we've got the favorite, in my opinion, coming for 2 games in Spain. We get their first 2 games of the tournament. So that's a really cool way to start it. That's the benchmark. That's the number one team in the world right now. We're going to get some other interesting games that are going to determine who gets into the knockout rounds. Those I think a lot of people were kind of like, oh, well, I wanted to see Brazil. You know, I wanted to see this team. I mentioned Morocco earlier. Morocco got to the semifinals last time around. They're coming. They could be coming off of an African championship, and they're the next big powerhouse in the world's game. And then the knockout games we get, we could have England here for the round of 32, which you know what that's going to look like, and the amount of people are going to come into the city for that. Then you could have the defending champions, if things go to chalk, here for the round of 16 in Argentina. And then the semifinal, the way it's bracketed. Now, this means your top seeds get out of each section after winning their groups. You can't have any slip-ups. It's set up for an England-Argentina final here in Atlanta, which you might hear England-Argentina like, oh, they're not in the same part of the world. How big of a rivalry is that? They went to war against one another in the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, Diego Maradona punched a ball into the back of the net and said it was the hand of God. That's what he said in that game in 86. That is a rivalry full of hatred and chaos and so many different things. There's so many storylines to that. If we get that semifinal here, my mind will be blown.
Is that the Falklands?
Yes.
Just making sure I had my geography right.
You got it. You got it. Yeah. Good job. All right. Yeah, early 80s. Yes. So, yeah, we've got a lot of big things coming. That's just the Atlanta side of it. Like, the tournament as a whole, it's all starting to kind of shape up now. We're, you know, 6+ months out. So there's questions about the U.S. There's questions about some of the other favorites. There's questions about who will be the surprises. Lots of different things to get into with the World Cup. I cannot wait for this thing. What do y'all want to know?
I was waiting for Noelle because this is like your show, and she's doing notes here. I will ask my question.
We got all kinds of stuff. What do you want to know?
My thing is this: when you talk about the expanse of this tournament, and then you talk about what's going to happen here in Atlanta. All right, we know how many people Mercedes-Benz holds.
Yep.
But much like other events, big events that have taken place, there are people who just want to be in the city. They just want to be down there by Centennial Park.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Okay, you're going to address that coming up in the 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I want to come back to that because there's so much around it. There's stuff we know. There's stuff we don't know yet. There's going to be so many World Cup things. Like, I know tickets are expensive. I wish tickets to big sporting events weren't as expensive. That's just the world we're in right now.
Right.
Concerts, too. Like, there's stuff that I want to go to, I can't afford to go to.
Wait, I got a follow-up. I'm like Sam Donaldson here. I got a follow-up.
What do you got?
Come on, Greg.
What do you got?
So here's my question, and this may be completely stupid, but I've heard this mentioned before, because when Messi came here, this is all this whole conversation about turf. Is the turf—
No, you're playing on grass.
I'm going to ask you. Is the surface going to be the same in each one of these locations?
As close as it can be. You know, you've got some stadiums that have roofs. You've got some outdoor stadiums. So there's going to be some differences stadium to stadium, but they're trying to make the grass, and it will be grass here at the Benz. They're trying to make the grass consistent across everywhere. That's been a big conversation with the indoor venues. One, you want the indoor venues because just think about how hot it's going to be next summer.
Yeah.
And you're trying to play these games. We've got a bunch of noon kickoffs because they're going to be prime time in Europe.
Yep, and there's one I want to ask you about.
Yeah, you're thinking global time zones. You're not thinking like, oh, you know, we'd like to have this game at 7 o'clock for Atlanta. Well, there's going to be probably 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 million people watching this in Madrid. We got to take care of them too. So you need a roof, you need air conditioning. So the grass is going to be a fascinating story between now, really the end of the Falcon season, and you get into World Cup prep. We've got two U.S. games coming up in March. That'll be a little bit of a preview of what it could look like.
And Jason, I got a real quick question for you. There's no chance we get a U.S. game.
There is a chance.
There is a chance.
Actually,
okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure.
I think the way that would happen is if the U.S. does not win its group and gets through the round of 32, they could play Argentina in that round of 16 game.
Nice.
Yeah, they have to not win their group to come back to the East Coast because they're based on the West Coast.
Right.
What you got, Noel?
Okay, so June 5th, I see Spain versus Cape Verde here at Atlanta Stadium. That's so 15th. Horrible.
Yeah, they can't use the sponsor name.
Horrible.
FIFA's got to make their money. You know how it is.
Okay.
Hang on. Wait. That's breaking. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
because if you look right here, it says Atlanta Stadium.
Atlanta Stadium.
And as I was reading it out loud, I was like, that didn't feel right.
We know what it is.
Yeah,
but
my brain was thinking Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
You think our audience knows that?
That it says Atlanta Stadium?
But the reason why it says that.
Oh, no.
The reason why is easy. FIFA wants all the money for themselves. Flat out.
Greedy. Anyway, go ahead.
Does the IOC do any of that?
No, pardon?
Do the Olympics, do they do any of that where they change sponsor names and venues and stuff?
Well, I'm trying to think of when they were here. That was 96. The Dome was the Dome, so it didn't have anything like
that. I wonder if they do now. They might not have then.
No.
Well, the Dome was built for the Olympics, so to your point, they just kind of skirted.
The Dome and the Olympic
Stadium.
It was
the Georgia Dome. It wasn't a sponsor.
Yeah, they didn't have a sponsored name on it.
And Fulton County, the stadium was right, and then it became the Ted.
The Omni was the Omni. Yeah, I don't know where it would have run into, but I wonder if they do now. FIFA does. FIFA flat out does.
That makes sense.
For a World Cup.
Wow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wow. Okay, but quickly, my question was, what could that look like? Spain versus Cape Verde? That seems to be the first matchup that we get in the group stage.
We'll get a good glimpse of Spain. They're the best team in the world right now in the FIFA rankings. The FIFA rankings are about as good as the college football playoff rankings.
Okay, got it.
Like, they're a good snapshot, but they're not exact.
Yeah.
I actually agree with them right now in terms of the top five.
Okay.
And Spain is number one. I think they are the best team. They're the European champions. Lamine Yamal is one of the best teenage athletes in the world right now. And he's got a lot of help in that team. There's a lot of guys that fly under the radar that are really good. Don't sleep on Cabo Verde, though. This is a team that... it's the second smallest country to ever make the World Cup. They got through a lot of the African powerhouses to get there.
I see.
They're really good defensively. So I think the way this format works, and this is the other thing to keep in mind, like big picture about this World Cup, 32 of 48 teams go to the knockout round. So your top two in your group, you go. 8 third place teams go. Basically, if you win a game, you're probably going through, especially if you don't get blown out somewhere along the way. So I think it could get a little tight at times. And I think Cabo Verde will probably be defensive. They'll sit back. They'll try to hit on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Spain should beat them. But if that stays close, Cabo Verde will be happy with it.
That sounds like a really interesting kind of premium match for Atlanta.
To me, like, that was the number one story out of the draw for me was getting Spain twice.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, exactly.
They
you also get them on the June 21st.
You get Spain's first two games.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
So and what could that look like quick?
Saudi Arabia's all right. I think Cabo Verde has a better chance of giving Spain a game.
Okay.
I think Saudi Arabia, we're seeing a lot of the investment in sports in Saudi Arabia, period. I think in soccer, they've done pretty well in translating, like going out and just signing big names and bringing them to play in Saudi Arabia to actually developing the game in their country.
Mm-hmm.
I think like golf, we haven't really seen that. Other sports, we haven't seen the investment actually turn into something. In soccer, they're pretty good. They're not at Spain's level. I think those first two games for Spain, and what's going to be fascinating, we'll get into it a little bit more in the 8 o'clock hour, you're going to have so many people, press and fans from Spain,
right,
come to Atlanta for probably 2 weeks and base here, because the tournament's going to start here. For a lot of them, that'll be the games they go see. For others, they'll start here, and then they'll follow their team around the country, wherever they go.
Yeah. And that's why the 8 o'clock hour is going to be very important for all the Spain fans that are coming in town, so they can know where to go, where they need to be, and how to get there.
And in a related story to something you just said a second ago, Bruce Koepka is leaving the LIV Tour.
Saw that. Golf is weird. Like, I don't think they've – we talk about the sports washing element of it, and sure, that's part of the conversation with the Saudi money coming into sports. But there's also the investment side. Like, it's got to lead to something. And I feel like in soccer, it has. The league is pretty good. It's probably the 15th, 20th best league in the world. They've got some stars, but they're also developing Saudi players.
All right. That is on the pitch. We're going to talk about what's going to be on the periphery coming up
you
here.
You even top of the said eight. On the pitch. I'm impressed. Look at this. Look at him go.
Don't tell that man he ain't cultured.
Look at him go. It took a couple years to get him there. We're talking soccer with him, but yes.
Where's Angelo Dundee when you need
and
him?
And they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Anyway, so coming up in the next segment, we're going to turn – Noel is going to take charge here. Like, this is a mashup. This is what it does. And I am looking forward to the strays I'm going to take during this show. And that's all right. All right? That's what makes it the holidays. But Noel, we talk a number of things with her when she is our producer on Sam and Greg, but can let her spread her wings out and just let us know what's going on in the state of women's sports. Not any one particular sport, all of them together. As money flying through the air, but I'm going to let you know about how to find jobs behind the camera, coming up with a casting call. I'm going to ask my three co-hosts or partners today, if they have any holiday traditions, any Christmas traditions you want to share with us. And I have a story that I'm going to drive you guys to on YouTube. We talked about this on the weekend, but on the heels of the passing of Rob Reiner, who was obviously in this business and a mover and shaker in it, there are people who are talking about him. But I want to talk about something specific that most everybody has seen, and that's A Few Good Men and a scene from that movie. I want to drive you to one of the people who are in that scene talking about when Jack Nicholson showed up. And it is hilarious. So that is all coming up. Sam and Greg, not this morning. It is Sam and Greg minus Mr. Crenshaw with The Intersection. It's a mashup. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.